focus on flowers. Some of us receive flowering plants as gifts or buy them when it is too cold to keep them out of doors. We may worry about how much water they need in heated homes. First, we should read the label that is, hopefully, tucked into the pot. Then we should think about the tiny little root hairs they have on the ends of their roots. We should always remember that they can only absorb moisture if there is air in the soil as well. When the soil dries out, oxygen can enter as the soil particles shrink. The little hairs can then access it. If we keep the soil always soggy, the root hairs rot, and we won't realize that we are killing our plant until it is too late. Let the plant dry out, and when the soil feels dry, water it deeply. The plant will signal it needs water by wilting, but it is best to water it just before it gets to this point, of course. Plants that wilt occasionally will perk up as long as they aren't repeatedly deprived. We need to watch plants so we become attuned to their needs. But small pots dry out faster than big ones, and porous clay pots dry out faster than plastic ones. A plant with buds needs more water than one in full flower, and a plant in a cool, sunless spot won't need as much to drink as a plant in a warm, sunny place. Start by watering well once a week. Check plants regularly, and remember those little root hairs. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on watering flowering houseplants.